Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so here's a question I get all the time. How much time should I spend on marketing as a consultant or a professional service business owner, professional service provider? Well, I just had a chat with a consultant who asked me this exact same question. In fact, he asked me kind of nervously, do you make your clients do as much marketing as you do? I laughed and I said, no, because that's just not practical for most people, but it does raise an important question. How much marketing should you be doing? How much is enough marketing? I spend probably half my time on marketing, sometimes more, but you know, I don't necessarily expect that of my clients. What I do tell my clients is that they should be able to dedicate at least a day per week at a minimum. That can be a full day or a couple hours a day throughout the week to marketing. And here's why. If you can't dedicate a day a week to marketing, you've got some really big problems, because that means that you're spending more than 80% of your time on client work. And if you need to spend more than 80% of your time on client work just to pay the bills, well, guess what? You're not charging enough and your business model is broken, because the numbers don't add up. You cannot sustain a business where you have to spend more than 80% of your time serving clients. That's actually not a business. Now, the good news is that if your utilization rate, to use a fancy word from the professional services world, is more than 80%, then clearly you're in demand. Clients need your help. So the economics of supply and demand are in your favor here. And you should be able to cut back on some client commitments and either renegotiate better terms with your clients or take on new clients at higher fees. And if you don't do that, here's the problem. You're going to be stuck on that hamster wheel forever. You're going to spend all of your time serving clients, and you won't be able to raise your fees or take on other clients who might be willing to pay higher fees because you're not doing any marketing. So the way I want you to think about marketing is like this. Marketing is the thing that makes your expertise more valuable. When you spend more time on marketing and you do it well, you're gonna have a list of prospects and leads who need your help and wanna talk to you. In other words, you're gonna have opportunities. And with this increase in opportunities, you can then afford to confidently raise your prices so you can spend less time serving clients and more time doing marketing. And it's this virtuous cycle: more marketing, more leads, more opportunity, higher fees, which affords you more time to do more marketing. Or the flip side, less marketing or no marketing, less leads, less opportunity, lower fees, and it never really ends. So the bottom line is, you've got a choice to make. Either you can ignore marketing and ignore business development and ignore growing the business and finding more clients because you're busy and you don't have the time. And you can rationalize this by telling yourself, well, look, I don't need to do marketing because I have all these clients and I'm so busy. And look, that's your choice, but just don't be surprised when you lose a client or two and then you have no clue how to replace them because you haven't done any marketing. Or what I want you to do is embrace marketing as an investment in your business, an investment that you make with your time and your money to generate more opportunities for your business. You can charge more for your expertise without having to work as many hours. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.